Hey, turn off the light. I'm trying to sleep in here. Oh. That's right. This is your bed. I knew you'd be getting home late after midnight, and I didn't want to miss this moment. I remember being too tired to wait for you from getting home from work. But if I fell asleep in my room, of course I wouldn't see you until morning. If I fell asleep in the living room, you'd probably just tiptoe around me so that you didn't wake up your roommate. But if I actually fell asleep in your bed, I was sure to be woken up when you got home. So, happy birthday. You thought I forgot, didn't you? Well, not this year. I am too good of a best friend for that. And also, there were about 100 happy birthday messages on Facebook, which were kind of hard to miss, although somehow I did miss them until a few hours ago. But I got you the most awesome present this year. It's the best present I've ever gotten you. And I'm not just saying that because I never really got you anything before, even though you've always remembered my birthday. Maybe if I was more of a traditional girl like my mom or my sisters, I'd remember birthdays and stuff. As a tomboy, that kind of stuff just kind of slips my mind. Well, a lot of stuff slips my mind. I have a notoriously bad memory. But you remember that since you've known me for so long. It's why I forgot your birthdays in the past, and I almost forgot it today. But I did get you a birthday present. Let me just sit up a sec here and grab it. Ignore what you just saw. I apparently forgot that I climbed into your bed naked last night. In my defense, I was really tired. I was busy on the most awesome present ever. So, ignore that you might have seen my boobs for a couple of seconds before I could pull up the covers. Now, let me find that gift of yours. I probably left it on the nightstand. No, would it have fit on your nightstand? I can't really remember. Maybe it's under the covers? Nope, just more naked me. I'm not sure why I felt it necessary to crawl into your bed naked. I swear I had pajamas on earlier. You don't see them anywhere, do you? Or like, a gift? It was, okay, I'm not sure how big it was. I am kind of drawing a blank on what it was, actually, other than it was perfect for you. I'm pretty sure I brought it in here with me so I could give it to you as soon as you got home, though. Oh, damn it, what did I do with it? Oh, I'm not sure on this, but I think the gift might have been me. You know, my body. My tomboy body. My virginal tomboy body. Wait, before you say anything, it makes perfect sense. You've never gotten laid, just like me. I mean, as your best friend, I would know. And your prospects aren't too good right now, what with school and this job of yours that keeps you up late. Apparently, I decided that the best gift to give you was to sleep with you, so that you could finally lose your virginity. That explains why I'm naked, right? And in your bed. It was more than just me being awake to wish you a happy birthday and give you your birthday present. I am your birthday present. I don't really remember how I came to that conclusion that it was going to be your present last night. I don't even remember the conclusion. But it must be what happened. You finally getting some sex is pretty much the perfect gift for you. It's not like I'm doing anything good with my virginity right now. You might as well get some fun out of it. I knew I got you something wonderful as a gift this year, and I'm the only thing you see in this room, right? So, let's get this over with. Sorry. I didn't mean it like that. It's just that I kind of painted myself into a corner with this gift idea. I'm sure this seemed like a great idea a few hours ago, but now I literally don't know what I was thinking then. But it really is the best birthday gift I've ever gotten you. At least except for the ones Mom bought for me during the birthday parties we had as kids. But those don't count. I guess I don't need to hold these covers around my chest anymore. I meant for you to see my breasts. So here they are. No, it's okay to look. I know I told you to ignore them earlier, but you don't have to do that now. I guess that you can look all you want. I was always kind of careful to not let you see too much of them, even since I started to get the damn things. Mostly they just got in the way, and I knew how boys would start to look at my cleavage and stuff. Sometimes even you, although I don't think you noticed it. Now you're stealing it far more than cleavage, though, and you're fully aware of what you're doing. I'm not really sure what I'm doing, but this all seemed like a good idea earlier tonight when I came up with it, I guess. So I'll just pull the covers down more, and then slip out from under them and lie on top of your bed. Just me and my breasts and my other girl parts. So, I'm no expert, but I suspect the sex thing will work better if you take off your clothes too. Now don't go all shy on me. I've finally gotten you a decent birthday present after all these years. You were gracious about all the crappy ones I got you, or didn't get you. It's okay to show enthusiasm over this really pretty awesome one. So, I know this is a little awkward. I suppose when I thought this up earlier, I probably planned to be all kinds of seductive and slutty and stuff. But I've forgotten all of that. But that doesn't mean I'm not willing to go through with it. As awkward as this is, I think it would be much worse if we didn't do it now. It's just my virginity, after all. No big deal, right? But it's a big deal if we don't do it, because then I screwed up another birthday gift for you. And then it turns out that even my completely naked body can't turn on a guy, which I was never really worried about before, but I think it'll probably bug me now if that's the case. I always thought it was kind of nice. I even like to play with it. I've never done it in front of anybody before, but I can now. I can take one hand and squeeze a breast in it and rub the nipple a little bit. And with my other hand, I can reach down between my legs as you watch, and Oh, that feels good. Even with you watching. But I always did get turned on kind of easily. With you working late so much, I could do all kinds of things to myself before you got home and not worry about having to be quiet. I don't have to worry about being quiet now either. Not as I rub my fingers up and down my pussy, or as I play with my clit. So, Come on. It's your birthday, and I'm your gift. I'm already unwrapped, but you aren't. So just take off your clothes, and we can walk from that. I'm already getting myself nice and wet for you. So, some small talk would be good now while you get naked. Did you have a good day at work? You mentioned you were taking tomorrow off, right? I guess it was because it's your birthday. Did anyone at work remember it? Ugh, no, of course they did. Everyone remembers your birthday except for me. Well, did anyone at work let you fuck them? Ha! So, I got them beat. At least I will once you take off your underwear, and... okay. Did I do that to you? I don't remember seeing a bulge when I first woke up. So, did seeing me naked kind of turn you on? Or maybe seeing me play with my pussy? It's okay if it did. It's kind of a relief, really. Sure, I'd be mad if you got hard from accidentally seeing down my shirt or something, but this is different. Well, let's do this then. If we wait, you might chicken out of fucking me. Or I might chicken out of letting you fuck me. Now that you're naked, I can tell you that you want to do this. That you want to have sex and finally lose your virginity. Maybe not with your tomboy best friend specifically, but I'll do, I think. Or at least I'll let you do me. Oh, wait. Before you get on me, you don't happen to see any condoms lying around, do you? I can't imagine I planned all of this without thinking some things through. But if there's no condoms, then I must have made some other arrangement. Right? I just don't remember what, but I would have done something. Well, I'm sure I'll remember what it was. I must have prepared in some way. So, come on. Let's do this. Climb on top of my naked body. Don't worry if you're clumsy, because it's just the two of us. Can't be any worse than that time we fell out of the tree and you landed on top of me. That was years ago, and we knocked the wind out of each other. This will be mild in comparison. Oh, except your body touching mine is kind of taking my breath away. I may just be a little nervous here. Maybe it's because I'm about to lose my virginity. Or maybe I'm worried you won't like your gift. But go ahead. It's time the first happened. And I'll do everything I can to make sure you do have a good time. Sorry, my legs are kind of stuck together. But if I concentrate, I can move them apart for you. The hard part is keeping them open. I might be shaking a little now, but, you can see that. I suppose you can feel it, too. No, don't stop. This'll be the best birthday present ever. I promise. Look, I'll reach down and grab it with my hand, and... oh, fuck, it's hard. And then I'll move it between my legs. See? Can you feel how wet I am? Just with your cock pressed against me? My body is ready for you. Or at least as ready as it's gonna get. My mind will catch up, even if my memory still sucks. And it's hard to think with your pillow being so lumpy. But let's do this. Put your cock into me. Claim your birthday present. Enjoy my tomboy body to your heart's content, birthday boy. It's going in, isn't it? I can feel it pushing into me. A little further and I won't be a virgin anymore. Am I supposed to close my eyes when it happens? Is that the proper girl thing to do? Or as a tomboy, should I be doing the opposite? It feels weird to be looking up in your face, especially when it's got that longing expression on it. But somehow I can't look away. I'm ready. Do it quick, like pulling off a band-aid. Okay, that hurt a little. For me, at least. But that look on your face. You liked it. I think this will turn out to be a good gift for you. Maybe I knew what I was doing when I decided on this after all. Well, go ahead. Fuck me, birthday boy. I am your present after all. Use me as you wish. Yeah, that works. Twist in and out of my pussy nice and slow. I can feel it, but I can look down and see it sliding in and out, too. It's so strange, but kind of good, too. And I know you're enjoying it. Here. Maybe it'll feel even better if I wrap my legs around you. It just seems like it. Yeah. That does feel better for me. And looking into your face, I can tell you feel the same. You like fucking me, don't you? I mean, not because it's me. Because it's sex, and I'm basically a girl, and you're inside of me. It's not me specifically. I'm just your best friend. I'm one of the guys, except with a warm, wet pussy that you happen to be inside right now. That's why this was such a great idea for a present. We can have sex, and it doesn't change our friendship. Fuck. But this does feel so good. I hope you don't get addicted to my body. I could understand if you did, because you do seem to be enjoying it. And sex is turning out better than I thought it would. I'm kind of getting turned on by this, even if it is my first time. But that makes it better for you, right? If we're doing it good enough for me to come, then you must be having a really good time. You can come in me. I'm pretty sure that I never intended for you to have to pull out. And I know I wouldn't let you fuck me unless it was safe. So let's make this really special for you. Come inside of me all you want, okay? Just fill me up with your cum. I know it's what you want, and I won't mind too much. I might even like it. This is all a lot better than I expected. Other than the lumpy pillow under my head. I should have gotten you a new pillow for your birthday. But I think your cock is enjoying my body far better than your head would enjoy a new pillow. Oh, God. You're about to come, aren't you? Wait, just a few more seconds, because I'm really close too. Then we can come together and it'll feel better for us. You. It'll feel better for you if that. It'll feel best for you if it happens that way. Fuck. No. Please come in me now. Go ahead. So, best birthday present ever, right? Don't take it out just yet. I kinda like you being on top of me. And in me. Let me just adjust this pillow, though, because it's really annoyingly lumpy. What the hell is this? Let's see. It's square, and it's clumsily wrapped in what looks like a paper shopping bag, and it was under your pillow. Oh, fuck. That was your birthday gift. I remember now. I put it under your pillow so I wouldn't forget where it was. Except, I did forget, And I wasn't supposed to fuck you. That was never, ever the plan. I have no idea why I got naked before I got into your bed. I was just tired, I guess, and not thinking straight. None of this needed to happen. So, my bad, I guess. But I'm kind of glad it did happen. And for the record, I think I just wrapped up your favorite video game that we've been playing for months now already. I'm not sure what I was thinking. That definitely was not an awesome birthday present. But I was, wasn't I? Oh, the bad news is that this means I didn't use any kind of birth control tonight. I'm not really sure what I would have used in the first place, or what I'm gonna do about it now. But the good news is that means we can keep going. And you can keep filling me up all night long. And since you have the day off of work tomorrow, we can keep going all day. I will continue being your birthday present as long as it's still your birthday. After that, well, if you want more sex, you're just gonna have to make me your girlfriend, I guess. But I'm still gonna be a tomboy. But you know what? Something tells me that you're just fine with me that way.